Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
That was Eric's Trip from the album Love Terra. That was the song Spring. Man, it feels like spring. Although it's about to get all rainy again. But, you know, things are getting almost better. That band features Rick White, lead guitar, lead singer, Mark someone, backup guitar, and Ms. Julie Dwaran on backup vocals and on bass, and she's fantastic. I didn't make it out to the couple of events that she played this weekend. I really wish I had made it to her in store at Zulu, but it didn't happen. I hope you made it, and she's a delight, so I hope you were able to get down there. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Almost the end of the school term. I'm taking two classes right now, and it's killing me. I can't wait for it to be done, and then it'll be summer. That'll be so nice. It's been rough, guys. I'm not really cut out to be a student, especially with a full-time job, full-time DJ duties, all those kinds of things. Oh, I'm exhausted. But it's almost over. And just like I did last year, I'm going to play one of my favorite school-related songs. It's called Now That School Is Through. It's almost through. Tomorrow's the last day of classes. There's the dumb barbecue. Well, it's not that dumb. Kanan, whatever. He's okay. But tonight is the last day of school eve, and CITR is hosting a garden party. And so I'm going to play a song from one of the artists playing the garden party tonight. His name is Young Brazed. and we're going to hear a song from him. So we're going to start Cindy and the Playmates from an excellent compilation of 70s kid rock songs called Homeschooled, the ABCs of kid rock. And then we're going to hear some Young Braised. Here we go. What are you going to do now that school's through?
I'm a little sea bastard and she deserves a notorious, but it makes no difference. I try to say to her she loves sleeping in and always wants me to lay with her, stay with her, something I could do. Keeping my past feelings of hurt inside a locker like a good dude. Good food's yummy and I also like her company. Love it when she's living laying in my lap, a luxury. Outcast, but she makes me feel like I'm in a cast. Hard Rock Cafe, I'm sipping on a little glass slipper that she left on the steps when we first met.
She was so beautiful.
So beautiful.
She was so beautiful.
So beautiful. She was so beautiful. Followed just a cuticle. So beautiful, I followed and she made the moves. so beautiful, follow us to cuticles. So beautiful, I follow the shimmy the blues. So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, I follow the shimmy the blues. So beautiful, so beautiful. Not a backpack rapper, I'm a snack pack rapper. Sweeter than the pudding in my backpack after. Go ramps to slow jams, slow dancing on low pan. Hold hands, walking to remember what the whole plan was, that my old man made for me in the homeland. Insecurity started creeping in on slow pan. So van got me on my grizzly for the whole jam. So beautiful.
Aren't you even gonna kiss her goodbye?
No.
This Friday, April 5th, CITR will be broadcasting live from the UBC Block Party. Starting at 3:30, the event will feature interviews with and performances by Dylan Francis, K-Non, Mord Fustang, Good Grapes, and MGH. For more info, check out amsblockparty.com.
On April 4th, CITR and the UBC Film Society present an end-of-the-year party from 6:30 to 11. Featuring Noble Oak, 41st and Home, Hooves, Squirrel, Young Braised, and DJ B. Come by the courtyard located on the top floor of the UBC sub for some sunshine, cheap beer, and good tunes.
That was one of my favorite bands from Shindig this past year, Lunch Lady. A little bit of Swamp Boogie. Yeah. They are going to be performing this Sunday on Main Street as a part of a celebration for the half-year anniversary. I don't know what you would call it. The Dunk magazine, published by Will and the crew at Lucky's Comics, are celebrating half a year of publication. It's a pretty great little magazine, newspaper thing that they have. I like it a lot. I'm a proud advertiser for Dunk. So, yeah. And issue 7's coming out this weekend. So head on over to Lucky's at 5 p.m. It's going to be a barbecue. And Lunch Lady will be playing, and they're super fun. So definitely worth a stroll over to Lucky's. It's all ages. Might bring the little monster along with me. We'll see what happens. Before that, we heard Young Brazed from his Big Trouble in Little China EP. That was the song Loved and Lost. As I said, the school's out for summer. Garden party is tonight. Young Brazed is on at 10:15, so make sure you mosey on over to the Student Union building by 10:15 to see them. Unfortunately, Hooves has had to cancel. Their guitarist broke her arm and can't play anymore, so they are shorthanded and will not be playing. But a bunch of other bands, Noble Oak, Wet Face, and Matt Wilkins will all be playing. Doors are at 6:30, kicks off at 8. There'll be DJs as well, and there will be beer. It seems like with the weather that the courtyard might not work, so it may all be just happening in room 214, 216. Yeah, interesting stuff. And at the top, we heard Cindy and the Playmates from the Homeschooled compilation, Now That School Is Through. Grand stuff. Peter Panties. Provocative name, a provocative project. It's a musical that is sort of a reimagining of Peter Pan, and it features Veda Hilly and a troupe of players. They're going to be releasing a record that they have, I guess a cast recording of this Peter Panties musical. I'm not entirely sure on all the details, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's happening at the Wise Hall on Saturday night, April 6th, 7 to 11. And in addition to the Peter Panties musical, Veda Hilly thing, Sean Mrazek, The Bank Dogs, Chris Horrific, and Adrian Teacher are all going to be playing as well. So it's a pretty stacked bill. If I wasn't pulling my hair out over LBJ's involvement in the escalation of the Vietnam War in 15 pages or less, I would definitely be there. But I think other forces are going to keep me away, unfortunately. But yeah, you should make your way down to the Wise Hall. So it is a record release. So we're going to hear a song from the new record. It's called Wendy Darling. I presume it's about the eldest daughter in Peter Pan, whose name is Wendy. Shout out to my mother-in-law named Wendy. Wendy Darling, this is for you. Here we go.
Wendy, darling, Wendy.
just never said a word. About last night, did I get wild? Did I take the one from romance fed child? It's always the same. It's always the same. Oh, don't remind me again. The picture. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That was Jay Arner from his forthcoming album, just announced yesterday. It's coming out June 25th on Mint Records, a self-titled album, self-pictured album. It's a giant picture of Jay Arner's face right on the cover. Very exciting. That's the song Don't Remind Me. Great song. He has other versions of that song bouncing around, but that is the album version, and it's great to hear. You can hear that if you go to thefader.com, I think, and they have a stream of it up there. Very cool stuff. Hats off to you, Mr. Arner. Before that, we heard Jay's former bandmate, Alex Hudson, with his band, Rec Center. He has a new cassette out. It's called Times a Billion. I played a great track last week. I'm playing a great track this week. I just played it. It's called Wait a Second. It's great. Go find it. And if you go to Rec Center's Bandcamp, I think you can download it there as well. Good stuff. Yeah. And then at the top there, we heard Wendy Darling from the new album Peter Panties. And I've got a bit of a write-up here that just explains Peter Panties. So it's a play written by Niall McNeil and Marcus Youssef. Neil is an actor that's grown up in Vancouver theater community. He has Down syndrome. He wanted for a long time to work on a version of Peter Pan in 2008. New World Theater and Leaky Heaven Circus got together to make the show. And Niall and Marcus meet every Tuesday for 2 years to work on it. This script was not meant for radio. So they've done workshops with people. And then finally in 2011, it was performed at the Push Festival, which is fantastic. And I know Veda Hilly's had an involvement with the Push Festival for a few years now. So they recorded an album with John Collins and Dave Carswell in the summer of 2011, and now it's finally seeing the light of day, which is very exciting. And there's a nice photo by Kate Henderson that's, I guess, going to be on the cover. Fantastic. Peter Panties, Wise Hall, Saturday nights with a whole bunch of swell people. Definitely worth your time. Speaking of worth your time, the old band Movie Land, they had their cassette release this past Friday night at the Astoria, stacked bill with Pups and the Courtneys and Lee A. It was great. So we're going to hear another song off of their brand new EP cassette. It's called Blows Up, and we're going to hear the song Bad Hands. All right, here we go. Bad Hands, love it. Bad Hands, Movie Land, here we go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm All right, that was Watermelon from their cassette. Watermelon. I think it's just called Watermelon, isn't it? It's just called Cassette. Something like that. That was the song Holy Water. Holy Water. Very good. Very good. Before that, we heard Cindy Lee from a brand new split 7-inch. That was the song Holding the Devil's Hand. And that is the first split 7-inch being put out by Mongrel Zine Records. Mongrel Zine, a local music mag. And congratulations, taking the next step into putting out music. Very nice. That is a split with the band Red Mass and their song Candy. And it's going to be out this month. Limited edition, only 650 copies. Get on it. Very good. There's also going to be a show that they're putting on April 12th, a week this Friday. And so it's a bit of a launch for the 7-inch. Organs are going to be playing the React and Noceums all at the Zoo Shop. And it's all ages. Good stuff. Week this Friday, the 12th. Get to it. I am very pleased to see an album come into the station by a band called Homeshake. It's one guy. He's from Montreal. Peter Sagar is his name. He is a fantastic singer-songwriter. And I see now that Mac DeMarco helped out with this recording, and I can kind of see that. So we're going to play some Mac DeMarco after that. Homeshake, the Homeshake tape. You can give it a listen at homeshake.bandcamp.com, and we're going to listen to the lead-off track. It's called Haters. Here we go.
Let's go. Go.
I've been dreaming lots these days. In a $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam.
It's a beautiful day.
Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
There really is nothing quite like him.
That was Slow Learners from their brand new 7-inch Habit, the song Habit. Good stuff. Thank you, Slow Learners. I feel like a slow learner. Before that, we heard Mac DeMarco from his recent album 2. That was the song Ode to Viceroy. Interesting that Abraham used Beautiful Day on his PSA or his show promo that I played right before that. Mac DeMarco fisted himself at a show at Goody here in Vancouver. I thought that was probably the grossest thing that he could have done, but apparently I sort of saw this dark, hazy video of him playing a show in Montreal and doing a cover of Beautiful Day by U2, a bit abstract at that, and then actually taking a dump on the stage during the performance. He is a sleazy man, but I like it. He is a tunesmith as well. So there you have it. Mac DeMarco, you are a talented, filthy man. Before that, we heard Homeshake from the Homeshake tape. That was the song Haters. Excellent music. I hope Homeshake makes it out here this way sometime soon. I'm a sucker for that style of indie pop. It seems like it's been around for a long time. That sound, it's kind of a 90s sound almost, but not the grunge one. I love it. Okay, we have 7 minutes left. Going to power through. Blackout Beach, Carrie Mercer. It's Carrie Mercer of Frog Eyes. His solo band is called Blackout Beach. He has a new album out called Blues Trip. Let's hear the song Deserter's Song, shall we? Here is Carrie Mercer. We're just going to keep going. Then maybe, and some Aaron Reed after that.
Darling, now watch your last
All right, that was Aaron Reed from his new cassette, Even Rats Can Feel the Sun, and they can, ratty. That was Transformagon. Fun little experimental guitar song. After that, we heard, or before that, we heard Blackout Beach from the new album Blues Trip, the song Deserter's Song. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Greatly appreciated. I will be back next Thursday to keep up with the tunes. If you're on campus tonight, make sure to swing by the old CITR garden party happening in room 214, 216. Really hope I get to see Young Brazed. Going to close things out with Shlomo featuring Jeremy? I don't know. I'm not really hip to these things, but I like this song a lot. It's called Bo Peep, Do You Right. Going to end on a high note, I think. Here we go. Here is Shlomo. Thanks for listening to Dunkin's Donuts. Definition Soundwave with Evan is up next. You know you want to stay tuned for that. Then Robin with Inkstuds at 2 o'clock. It's a great afternoon for radio people. Keep it locked in. Okay, bye.
We are back on Definition Soundwave, coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia. I am your host, Evan Brow, and we got a special guest for this week.
Yay! I'm back!
What's your name?
Annie Rilkoff.
Annie Rilkoff, back for the second time. You were on about a couple weeks ago, about a month ago. Yeah. And we had a lot of fun. What did we talk about?
Oh, gosh. What didn't we talk about, Evan?
Yeah, it was a lot of junk.
Bagels.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God. We talked about bagels.
Bagels are great.
Yeah.